It's one of my favorite times of the year here in Maine, yard sale season. Oh, I just love yard sales, don't you? I love going to them, and I love having them. Because the thing is, if you go to a lot of yard sales, you have to have a yard sale every once in a while to get rid of the stuff you bought at the other yard sales. It's been a while since I shared my tips for having a successful yard sale. It's too much to cover all of it in one blog post, so I divided it into three parts. The basics, how to set it up, and the number one yard sale rule. So let's talk basics. If you're thinking about having a yard sale, it's never too early to start working on it. Being organized is key. I'd suggest taking out an ad in a local newspaper, and if you live near a big city like Bangor or Waterville, get an ad in that paper too. That way, you'll get people from away. You can charge them more. Now, you need something snappy in your ad to get folks' attention. Here's mine. If you saw something you liked on the home shopping network that you wish you'd bought but didn't, most likely I did, and I'll be selling it Saturday. Yard sale, 8 to 3, collectibles, furniture, tools, all sorts of bargains, early birds, welcome. See, I started with that bit about the home shopping network. That's the hook. That's what gets them to read MOA. Then you have to say you have collectibles because that's trendy. And if you don't think you have them, you do, because everything is collectible to someone. I've seen the Antiques Roadshow. Now, let me say something about early birds. You know you're going to get them. Why try to fight a force of nature? These people bought newspapers, planned the route, and got up in the middle of the night in order to buy stuff. You have to respect that kind of dedication. If you say your yard sale starts at 8, you can bet you're going to have people lining up by 6, 6:30. Don't start your day off on the wrong foot by getting aggravated at something that is inevitable. You need to be ready to go by 5:45. I can't stress this enough. I mean, everything priced, displayed, your cash box organized, signs out, hair and makeup done, breakfast eaten, and coffee in a travel mug. This takes planning. In order to have a successful yard sale, you need to spend the week beforehand getting ready. And when I say early birds welcome, I mean it. I have a couple of big boxes of Dunkin' Munchkins waiting for them. I mean the big box, the one with the 50 munchkins. Smile on my face, lip gloss, power bra. These are people from away looking for a good deal out in the country. And I am ready to dicker. My motto is, distract them with sweetness, then drive a hard bargain. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.